It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Time passes on, ladies and gentlemen. The years go by. I've been here sitting 46 years. Can you believe that? Enjoying every minute of it. And enjoying helping people, taking the stumbling blocks away from their progress. There are other people who do otherwise. And they come in all shapes and sizes and guises. And the worst of these, I think, are not the drug pushers so much, because they're obvious. What isn't obvious? Psychiatry, psychology, religion and medicine. Now, things never used to be the way they are, or they were with religion, but psychiatry, when it was growing up, was psychology, especially with Jung, the religious psychologist. Things were beginning to, you know, the art was becoming useful, but now it's become a craft to demoralize and destabilize the country. And it's all pills, it's all drugs. Now, I want to talk about this subject tonight as much as possible, because a lot of you are taking psychiatric drugs for a problem that really cannot be cured by them. They can tide you over, just like a crutch for a period of time. I understand that with all medicine, but drugs shouldn't be needed to cure psychiatric problems. Only if a person is so demoralized and debilitated where there's no hope for them at all. But you see, many people who are emotionally or mentally ill, they're still alive inside. The jails are full of malcontents, the mental hospitals are full of people. And there was a time in their life if they would have, they had the right questions, but they asked the wrong people. So you can ask the right questions and get confused by asking the wrong people. Now, who are the right people? Are they people who have a pedigree? Anybody can go to school and jump through the hoops and get a degree in psychiatry and psychology and sit or get a minister's license, for that matter, and represent a various religion. But that doesn't make them necessarily the right people to ask the questions that will give you back to sanity. And I maintain that there has been a left-wing, because if you look all over the world, it's left, except you used to have right, that was fascism under Adolf Hitler. But the right-wing militants now are religious. It is a problem of our life and our world is very, very dangerous. And this evening, please God, if you would bring me those same questions that you ask your minister, your psychiatrist, your psychologist, if you could just awaken just for a little while and give me a chance, give me a little while with you, just pose the question. For example, I'll talk to you about Andrea Yates when I come back. And I'm Roy Masters, 866-8883. 866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. Okay? 866-8883, that's an 800 number, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227. It's time for Advice Line.
One little dog in particular, when he got sick, I took him to the vet. The vet gave a shot that killed him. And I've been grieving over that animal. This happened in 1990.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I need some help, Roy. My life is painfully out of control.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Okay, and Andrea Yates. Not surprised. Not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, I wish you'd call me about this because there are lots of Andrea Yateses out there, postpartum depression. That is an Andrea Yates phenomenon, except only one baby gets killed, see. And the society is too inclined to excuse killing, to excuse errant or aberrant behavior. And I wonder if you've been seeing this. For example, let me just, before I go to Andrea Yates, and I'll raise some very hairy questions. Look at the political situation. Because what goes on in the microcosm, in the family, the nuclear family, the individual, is the same. It radiates all the way to the top in our universities. In University of Wisconsin, there's this crazy professor. I saw him on O'Reilly Factor. And he was hired by the Board of Regents, Board of Directors, whoever, to teach a class. And in this class, he was teaching that the USA, 9/11 itself, that was the government did that. Now, there were so many other crazy statements, I haven't got the inclination or the time to explain it to you, but clearly this person's unbalanced. I've told you before that whenever something bad happens, where a bureaucrat is involved, and there's a lot of flack, just name one. After a while, you'll notice that a year later, when it's all died down, this person's got a promotion. Instead of being fired, when they mess things up, do a nice job of messing things up, make you dependent. Bureaucrats can do that. People in power, under the color of law and the office they hold, can do a lot of harm. And what's been going on over the years, especially with the universities, and I'm going to come back to this gentleman. I don't remember his name, it doesn't matter, because it's one of many. Now, but the legislature, there was, I think, 133 legislators in Wisconsin. I guess they need to be consulted to fire this man because he's tenured. Whatever the arrangement is, I don't know. It seems like they all had to get on board. But it was strictly divided between political parties. It's not a matter of right and wrong. All the Democrats were voted one way, and all the Republicans voted the other way. Now, something's wrong, because this man's mad, and he's confusing the students. And it's clear that he is. Anybody with any brains can see it. It's obvious, but the Democrats didn't get on board with that. It seems like they don't mind that. And I said Clinton did the same thing. He hired inept people. Why? Because it creates more problems for government to solve. Now, this has spread also to medicine. They have bred inept doctors. They have bred inept psychiatrists. And these men and women don't know what they're doing. Now, there are a few people on the high end where it comes to emergency situations like that takes a great deal of skill. You know, surgeons, they have to do the practical things, but on the way to surgery, you're never going to get a right answer. Never, hardly ever. There are a few doctors, I know a few, just had a seminar with a few of them, where they were amazed at what I was showing them at the seminar a few weeks ago. And they're forming a group, by the way, to see if things can't be changed in this country. But I tell you this, only in the university today, the conservative young man that has conservative ideas, meaning conserving the values that made this country get great and what men died for our sakes. Years gone by, and what our fathers and sons die for their children's sakes. They're being slowly supplanted by socialism. And you have to understand what you're dealing with when you see the madness around you. And then you see them elected to office, and when one gets into office, when one gets into an institution, if you put a homosexual in charge of something for maybe being politically correct, God help you, because he's going to make sure he brings his friends in and sort of X's out the other people. Everyone with perverse natures, everything that's un-American and improprietous, everything that's against what is our values worth, there are people like that. We're fighting nations who think right is wrong. They've got a devil god, but they worship this devil god, but they think it's God. And with people will die for Adolf Hitler. They die for their Führer. They die for their dope. But that's the obvious one. That's one that's more obvious, but still we don't understand the machinery. I do. And in this program, I explain it to you. But I'm trying to tell you what's in this country. There is a kind of mentality that hates worth and value and is jealous of it. It's in families. A woman can be jealous of her husband. There's a sort of hatred of men. The women have an inborn, mostly inborn, but they realize it or not. Some women realize it is about their sisters. That there's actually a war going on between men and women. There's no love. It's a game. It's war games. But this attitude, there's a quality of a mindset in this country that is slowly taking us all over, and they're infiltrating into all of the institutions. And one must be very careful when you go to a priest, to a rabbi, to a psychiatrist, to a doctor, because I know, I have friends who are doctors, and they understand, they see what's going on. I have conservative doctor friends. All the other doctors that I ever went to, they were mostly liberal. Doctors are mostly liberal, meaning left-leaning, sympathetic to the worst in human nature. They profit from failure. How can I say that? I'm getting away from Andrea Yates, aren't I? And my phones are lighting up. I want to make these points, and I'm struggling between looking at my phone calls and talking about these things. But do you see that I opened the program by saying you've got to be very, very careful when you ask a question about life and death, who you ask. Because one person loves you, one professional person, one out of ten, maybe if you're lucky. If you find the right person, you get the right advice. But then, of course, how do you find the right person? How do you recognize? How do you see through the charade, the sham? And when you elect a certain person, you must be very careful who you're electing. Because addicts would vote a drug pusher into power. He will call hell out of the pit and elect them to office. And you can see the drug problem in this country is actually encouraged. Why is it encouraged? Because mental illness is encouraged. Wrong is right is encouraged. Can't you see it happening all over? The children are confused. There's 2 million children on Ritalin and Prozac. I mean, does that make any sense? But it makes no sense because you don't challenge it. You see the aliens, they get 2 million people to march in the streets. How do they get organized? It seems like the people with all of the wrong ideas seem to be able to organize and march for their rights, their right to be wrong. The right to abortion, the right to same-sex marriage, and no-fault divorce. Horrible. All these things, these things are happening because all the wrong people are getting into power and making, allowing, so overturning the values of the country. And pretty soon when you overturn the values of the country, when you corrupt people so they have no tolerance for their own institutions, their own democracy, their own sovereignty, the laws of the land. They have no, a drug addict has no tolerance for the law or law officers, or they're not law abiding. They steal, they have to rob in order to keep up their habits. They only care about one thing, their pleasures, and their pleasure givers. Those who justify their way of life. Eventually they elect them as their representatives in government, senators and congressmen, and they get into university. Is it little wonder that most of the university these days are infiltrated by mostly left-wing professors? And what does it mean to be left-wing? It means against common sense. There are people who... You ever wonder yourself, why are people against common sense? There's no common sense in being against common sense, not to a commonsensical person. Now, so we're surrounded by madness. This country is hundreds of thousands of millions of people who are nutty as a fruitcake, but they don't know it. You're born into a family that's dysfunctional. There's nothing else but dysfunctional this and dysfunctional that. And all the things I'm saying to you, you can't find a cure for anything because all they're going to do is give you a pill. And then they have the knives ready at the end of the production line to operate on you. Now coming back to Andrea Yates. They laid a little bit of a foundation. I'll be right back after a break. I'm Roy Masters. Andrea Yates next.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know, absolutely free on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence, and when you visit FHU.com, receive Roy Masters' meditation exercise for free. You can also call the Foundation during West Coast business hours, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So we have so much confusion about what love is, man-woman relationships, and promiscuous lifestyle encouraged by the left. All the things that are sinful and sensuous and corrosive to our values are promoted by the left because, as I said before, you cannot conquer a noble people. You have to corrupt them first. And it's been 40, 50 years of hard work, of social engineering to bring this country to the state that it's in. So divided. There's still some of us who have our common sense, but we're also very confounded and confused because the laws don't no longer work for us. The laws tend to be working for them. They're against everything this country stands for. The common sense. The entrepreneurialism that made this country great. Now, and so we're surrounded by insanity. The insanity on the news, especially on the left. The right tries to balance it. We have talk radio and Fox News, which is decent. It's a nice balance. If it wasn't for them, I suppose we would have been taken over a long time ago. We've been finished. So corrosive, so absolute would their control over the institutions be on the left. God help us. God has saved us from a fate worse than death, but we're entering another phase of it, where it's getting more clear that there's insanity on the left. And of course on the extreme right, which we don't have an extreme right in this country. They were sort of killed off early, leaving the extreme left to run amok. Those two extremes should be well balanced. There should be a nice balance between the crazy right and the crazy left, and plenty of middle-class, sensible people in the middle to keep them separate. You kill off one, and pretty soon the other takes over. You've got to keep them balanced by a healthy middle class. Kill one off, kill the left off, or the right one, and one of them will take over. And so what happened? The left killed off the right completely. They got in control of government, and they killed it. But the government never took care of the left, did they? No, that's right. It's called Marxism. And we're in serious trouble. And of course now, with Andrew Yates, you will see on the news, the news reporters will always report on the war. They will always report on the facts, what's really going on. And if you look on the internet or listen to watch TV and listen to the pundits, the experts, they will always tell you the facts about, AIDS and things like that. There's always facts presented, plenty of them, but nothing why they are facts. For example, why is Andrea Yates Andrea Yates? What is postpartum depression? Why are women excused from that? They really shouldn't be, because unless you could really understand what it really means, I don't think the psychiatrists understand what postpartum depression is. I can tell you what it is right away. Postpartum depression, if you want to put it in the simple language, which is a sort of a mini Andrea Yates, is a loathing of your boyfriend, a loathing of your husband, because he doesn't give you enough or doesn't love you properly. We'll discuss what that means after a little while. And you feel obligated to service him, to give him sex. You got a baby you don't really want. You see, and you resent your boyfriend, but he's no longer around, for example, or your husband doesn't really care that much anymore and left you alone with him. And so you have a tremendous resentment, secret resentment, whatever the reason. We can do a whole program on reasoning. What would be your reason for wanting to kill your baby? It would be an anger towards something that you can't express it toward. An anger towards, because it's an anger towards what gave you that baby. That baby is a little piece of that person. And so, typically, whatever you're angry with, and if you can't take your frustration, satisfaction, get even, get over, get on top of, get ahead of that person that has done this to you, you will turn around and want to hurt somebody else. And it's always the innocent, always the innocent. A baby in a mother's womb used to be as safe as a baby in a mother's womb. Now the baby isn't safe outside the womb because of the laws that permit, that excuse postpartum depression or the deaths associated with that, the murders. Now, what we need to understand is the psychology of an Andrea Yates. Let me give you the psychology of it, shall I? Andrea, I don't know anything about her. I haven't looked into her past. But a lot of people on this program, I don't know about their past. They just tell me what the problem is. And the problem is like I have what do they call it? Not a Ouija board. It's a slide rule. Yeah, there's a slide rule. There's only a few questions you really need to know because everybody, depending upon the compensation, whether you're a victim or you want to be a victim or you want to be the predator. And depending on your mother was the predator, the vampire, or your father was the bully, whether your father was weak or your mother was. There's only a few variations. I only have to ask a few questions of anybody that calls this program to know the whole history of the person, roughly, not the little details. And so with Andrea Yates, this woman is very submissive. She's very submissive because she was demoralized and degraded when she was young. She may have been sexually molested. It doesn't make much difference whether her mother was the bully, and therefore she tries to escape from the spirit of bullying, mother bullying, to what seems to be a kindly husband. But people who are submissive never fall far from what corrupts them. What I mean to say is this, is that the nature of a person who is bullied cannot grow except they find another bully. So even though they're trying not to be what bullied them, they tend to gravitate to people who will bully them because they're too nice to them, because they're trying to make up for some guilt they feel towards the person they hate. They hate their fathers, they're too close to their mothers, example. And so, by being too nice to their fathers, to their boyfriends, they bring the worst out of the boyfriend. They're too submissive. And the men grow hungrier for the servitude. And the hungrier they become, the more sex they want. The more sex they want, the more pressure is put on the woman to provide for it in order to get the love, until they become a bigger and bigger bully. Now, bullies sometimes can be very nice and sweet. And in the case of the Andrea Yates, I can tell you this. This man was a very clever, crafty bully with one face for the world and another face for her. And the agony of the resentment she felt towards her husband to having babies and not really getting love from him, it turned into this rage that became murder. If you want to discuss the subject with me in greater detail, I will. 866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
The big problem in life that you have, ladies and gentlemen, is not standing up for yourself, dealing with confrontation and being submissive. And this produces tremendous amounts of rage that, if it doesn't become destructive to someone, becomes destructive to oneself. And usually that passes down the line. Why, you know, the boss comes home having a fight with his wife, comes to work, takes the frustration out on the foreman. The foreman takes the frustration out on the employees. The employees come home and take it on their wives. The wives on the kids, kids on the little kids. That's how it works. That's how if we do not know how to deal with intimidation, we become the intimidator, or we try not to be. And that is the sickness of the country. We must learn how to deal with confrontation. I don't care who it is and what security will be lost by that. Now, have a CD. And I apologize if my presentation about Andrew Yates wasn't perfect, but there's so much to say about it. And if there's any calls on the subject, I'd be happy to take it. Because a lot of people have anger towards their own children, anger towards their husbands, and frustration with their children. Women take their frustrations out on their children, also men, when the roles get reversed. And the women are in charge. And the men take their frustrations out on the children too. So the order depends upon who is the victim creating victims. See, and so usually it's women who haven't got the strength the man has, that has to sort of put up with a lot of nonsense, and then take the frustrations out on their children. And we cannot go through life, we cannot have a country that does not know how to deal with confrontation with each other, because we have a big confrontation as a whole nation against another nation who are in the business of confronting. And if we don't know how to deal the shock of that, we'll be finished. Please go to my website and download a CD called Be Still and Know. It's free. And I will show you how to deal with people who intimidate. They're everywhere, because everywhere people are victims creating victims. We're all victims creating victims, or the only other choice is that we remain a victim. And we keep being a victim all of our lives, suppressing all these emotions until we suffer some kind of mental or emotional injury and disease. Then we go to the doctors. We don't get any better. We don't get the advice I'm giving you right now. We'll be right back. 866 Radio Roy.
On your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to continue my thoughts here about things in general. I have a talk, Sunday morning sessions. It's up on should be up now on the web, FHU.com, Surviving Confrontation with the Adversary. And it's a discussion with the audience. It's always so much better with people when we banter backwards and forwards. But nearly all the illnesses and suffering of the world comes from not being able to confront You might lose your job. You don't speak up because you may lose your sex privileges or whatever it is, your security. The tendency is to base your security on the bully. They take your security away, on one hand, by intimidating you in some way, or exciting you and stealing you away from your common sense. That's what happens. You know, you can be flattered away from your common sense, seduction, or you can be bullied away from it. But you find yourself, once you've been separated from your common sense, which is your sovereignty, the good ruling entity, you end up with the bad ruling entity. But it's a strange process, because you find now that your security revolves around going along to get along. So you're a people pleaser. How many of you are people pleasers? Would you put up your hands? You may not think you're a people pleaser. You think you're a lover. But you don't realize you're finding security with the very person that's going to kill you. I mean, not necessarily kill you with a knife, although, you know, 40,000 people get murdered every year in this country. That's a whole city. Talk about what's going on in Iraq. It's a whole city. See, Medford, Oregon is, I think, 40, 50,000 people. A whole city of people are murdered every year. Half of them, you know, domestic. What's going on here is because we do not know how to deal with confrontation. Now, that's just murder. What about dysfunctional homes, prisons, mental hospitals full? And there we're presided over by incompetent psychiatrists. But just because they're experts, they use them to give expert witness at a trial, but they're experts in nothing. And the doctors that are turned out of medical school, they know little or nothing about disease. They know a lot about dispensing drugs. And life is very easy for them. For the average practitioner, you know, broken bones, obvious. I get it. But as far as the complexity of disease and mental states, there are very few who understand anything about it at all. All treat symptoms. Now, that there's something I need to add here, because once you have fallen into the system, as I said, you tend to embrace the violator. There's a nature that makes a home in you. And if I can just put it in a simple term, look, human beings have a consciousness, and they have beyond that consciousness a light, like the light of the sun. And if animals had the consciousness, if a chicken had consciousness, maybe she wouldn't lay so many eggs, because she'd know how to outwit the fox. She'd take better care of her brood, because she'd have common sense, which is far beyond the ordinary animal instinct. Human beings have common sense. And common sense is common to all of us. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. It's common to all of us, but some of us who have a will to power, the only way you can have power is to deprive a person of their common sense so they become subject. And you do that by seduction. And you maintain it by continuous intimidation. Even love can be a form of intimidation. Women knows how to paint themselves and make themselves look pretty, but that's to intimidate. Women can intimidate two ways: seductively, arouse strong feelings. And of course, when they don't get their way one way, when they arouse the strong feelings, well, then men feel guilty, and strong feelings awaken, usually the sensual feelings, and usually guilt and sensual feelings, which then the woman then rises to the occasion and gratifies. She has control over pleasure and pain. She's got the power over both forces. And people can be nice one minute and cruel the next, and block you from being able to say anything just by suddenly putting on a nice face. And then a nice face often covers a professional. A nice face often is the face of a practitioner of the arts, of medicine, of psychiatry, or religion, ministers. A nice face, but not with the intent of curing anyone, but with the intent of keeping you one of the flock, keeping you dependent upon medicine, legal or, you know, drugs, legal or legal. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the people who graduate, who are attracted to those positions, there are people who are good, don't get me wrong, but there used to be more good people in those positions when I was young than there are today. It seems as though we've turned out a lot of, if you look very carefully at the political leaning of most of professionals these days, especially university, it's left. Left means anti-common sense. It means anti-human. It means a love of power. It means that you've got to be made powerless. You've got to be confounded and confused and reassured in a ways that makes you live longer, wronger, and more confused and more dependent upon experts. Now, I would like to see you become your own expert because you have common sense. And I'm telling you that you've got to be careful who you trust. You know, you need to question me. However, if you will brave a call and give me your problem, as has been my custom for the last 46 years, and maybe you have listened and with interest the last few weeks or so that you've been listening to this program, you'll see that I get right to the roots of the problem, although not everyone is ready. But the people who are least ready to face their own problems are the people I've mentioned. Because people get to be in charge. They love the power. Do you think a drug pusher, the drug lord, wants to change? No, he is addicted to power. That means you have to be powerless. And he has to help you to become powerless. But you don't know you're becoming powerless when they're helping you. If you're a professional and you go to school and you do it legally, you actually feel like you're helping people. But you don't realize you've been programmed to demoralize people while you're helping them. And of course you have a nice Mercedes, so you don't realize what you're doing. And the teachers don't realize what they're doing to the children. How do you explain 2 million kids on Ritalin and Prozac? How do you explain that? How is it you're not marching? It used to be safe as a baby in its mother's womb. Oh, we've got 40, 50 million dead babies now. Of course, we have a shortage of workers. Of course, we wouldn't have had a shortage of workers if those babies were born, but now they're coming in from foreign countries. I wonder if that was a sort of a long-time communist or socialist plan to encourage you to be promiscuous, to encourage you to hate your own baby, so that it's okay to kill it because it isn't a human being anymore. That's almost like saying, you know, the Jews aren't, you know, human, or blacks aren't human. That's what it used to be. Now it's babies. The frustration that people have, the frustration that women have, the dissatisfaction with the way of life that they have been seduced to having. Yes, seduced. Has produced such agony. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that we become addicted to relieving the pain of the agony. In other words, the very person, the very system of things, it's a whole system. And there's hundreds of millions of people caught up in this. The whole country's caught up in it. Victims and predators. And victims become predators. Every bully is a coward before a bully. It's a system. It's in corporations. It's in the universities. You've got to jump through certain hoops if you want to get your degree. So if you're conservative, you go into a university. You've got to be very careful. The chances are you won't be appreciated. You're lucky if you get your degree. But meanwhile being subject to the torment of your professors will likely skew you. If you're not very strong, you'll exit your university brainwashed and not know it. Long time ago, I saw all this. I saw it. And I can remember my doctor. I remember his name, Dr. Hewlett, in Houston, when my first son was born. And my doctor said to me, "Roy, why don't you go to school and become a psychologist? Because you have such a remarkable insight." You know, I'm talking about like 53 years ago. I said, "No, I see what happens to people when they go to school. I see what happens to people when they go through a seminary and get a degree for religion. They become mechanized. They lose all the common sense they're ever born with. I've got to find my own way." I did. It's the same with science. If I love physics. I just love it. Except I couldn't take to it. I just can't go to a school and learn mechanically. It's not in me. I'm a person that loves to discover things on my own. And I took my kids out of school when they were, you know, before legal age. And the one that is the most educated of all, I suppose, successful of all, is, I just can't tell you how successful he was, but I took him out of school when he was 12. He just found his own interest and he's found his own ways. Head of a huge corporation, owns it, huge corporation. And but if I'd send him to school, he would have been destroyed. If I let him go through the system that you let your children go through, and so some of your kids survive it. I get it, but not many. Not many of you survived it because you're sick and you're ill. And guess who you go to? Guess who you go to? The very products of the schools that have succeeded and become the professors, become the good students. Now you end up going to those people. The people have been corrupted and violated as kids. They have been rewarded with degrees. You couldn't make it. You couldn't stomach it. But now you have to stomach it at being treated by those same people. Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. We'll be right back. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Now, having said all that, how do you know I'm telling the truth? What is one and one? Two, how do you know? Ask me that. Okay, I will. It's two. How do I know it? Because I could see it. How did you know it? Because your mother told you or the teacher told you. How do you know they're right? Your common sense, if you ask the right questions, you get the right answer. And if you ask the right questions to the right people, you get the answer, but there are hardly any right people to ask those questions. You get answers that confuse you all the time. I hope that you'll call this program now this evening and ask me the question you've wanted to know all your life. And I'll give, as long as that question is still there, it isn't destroyed, that you think that, you know, there's something wrong with you, therefore you're hopeless. A lot of people have depression and hopelessness and have forgotten even to ask the right question. They're so completely lost. So completely dependent upon people who give wrong answers. Ladies and gentlemen, ask the right question. Just give me the right question. If you give me the right question, I give you the right answer. All I've done is laid out the whole Kashmir to you. This country's sick. There's still good people here. I want to help to save you, good people. There are people who don't want you to be saved. They're against it. Don't you see? You can see them. They're against common sense. They're for our enemies. Always the left. Always the left. Watch it. South America's turning left. Cuba's left. We've got enemies on all sides. Even our own countrymen have become our enemies. And our enemies have been turned against their own country by the brainwashing of the schools. Now they're doctors. Now they're lawyers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. I wonder if I can awaken you. I wonder if you can just stop for a minute and say, I better call Roy Masters. Maybe you better go to my website and go to my get a CD called Be Still and Know, and it will awaken you to see clearly. You become as a little child again, and you can see everything clearly, and from that day forward you won't be intimidated, and you'll have your life back. If you can learn to endure all that you horrible things you see, and recall the bad ways you've reacted to it, and look inwardly at those thoughts, and deal with what you see, what you never dealt with before inside you, you will be a free human being, and not a minute before. All right, we'll be right back. 866-RadioRoyFHU.com.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, we're going to go to Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Sorry to keep you waiting, old bean.
Hello?
Hello, Kevin. What can I do for you? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just started listening to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I went online and did your therapy.
Yes.
I've been doing it every day, and I hear you talk a lot of things. About a lot of things, but I don't hear you talk too much about jealous wives. My wife is jealous more than I can explain.
She's jealous of you?
Jealous of me. Maybe, you know, a video comes on and there's a good-looking woman that's on the TV show.
Yes.
Just jealous of me, even just the thought of looking at another woman.
I know, but do you? I mean, do you look with a tongue hanging out, or are you able to deal with it as a gentleman and not tempt your wife to be jealous?
Right, right. I never have.
Good, good, good.
The thought of, I just watched the video, you know, it's like, and they should accuse me of, you know, you're looking at that girl, you're looking at that
I get it. I get that, but you cannot help what people are. Jealousy is an insecurity, possessiveness.
Yeah.
Your wife doesn't love you; she owns you. She possesses you. She finds security in possessing you.
Uh huh.
And so when you start to look at another woman, she feels like it's like another lion. It's a lion that loves its prey. Your wife doesn't love you any more than a lion loves the lamb.
Right.
She sees you as a security of food and possessive, so that with another woman, of course, is a deadly opposition. You've got to be very careful how you react to this, because you can't change your wife's character. You can't make her secure. You can't give in to her. You have to learn to deal with it calmly until she gets over it. She may never get over it. She may, if you stay calm and are not bothered by it, it will become a mental illness, and it will be very clear that, you know, that she needs to be taken care of, and then eventually your problem will be solved. But on the other hand, if you hold your ground and are very sensible and are not intimidated by the game she's playing to make you insecure, to get you frustrated and dependent upon her reassurances, making peace with her, if you can do that, she might come around. You might shine bright enough to where she sees how silly she is for being jealous. That she has no real reason, because no matter how many times she accuses you, you still are not. You still rise to the occasion with great nobility. And now
there are some
women that will be able to will see that eventually, but some women who won't. You've got to take you don't know what's in there, but for your own sake, regardless of what kind of woman you've got, you've got to survive that.
Right. We've had a lot of knockdown dragouts where, you know, it's a lot of fussing and fighting has been because of her being jealous and accusing me of, you know, looking at this, you know, woman on TV or doing
but
something.
But what you need to do is so just gently buff it aside. Don't argue with her. Don't fight with her. Just show her it ain't so.
Right.
Right. In other words, if you react with anger and fear, then somehow it feeds that. In other words, you try to prove that she's wrong. You try to prove a person who is mistaken. They don't like to admit they're wrong. So when you accuse them of being wrong, it's okay for them to accuse you, but you can't accuse them. They always want to be right and never wrong. They want to believe that about you because they find some comfort in that.
Right.
See, so I would suggest, sir, in the very short time we have on this hour, that you just survive this and don't be intimidated to fall to trying to prove that it ain't so. Just because all you do is feed yourself into her jealousy. And you feed yourself into it and you can't get away from it. You'll go crazy, you'll run away from it. You eventually, if you're going to say to yourself, if I'm going to be accused of it, I might as well go ahead and do it anyway, you start to pick up the bait.
Yeah.
Or you become hopelessly caught up in trying to prove to her that she's wrong.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing on the radio.
So you stay calm, you stay cool, you hold your ground, and maybe, just maybe, she'll see she's wrong. But don't try to prove she's wrong.
Right.
Because that's a whirlpool. You'll get caught up in a whirlpool, go round and round and round. There's no end to it.
Right.
Got it?
Thank you, sir.
You feel better now from using that material? Good for you.
I feel better the last 2 weeks.
I'm so glad. Apply this principle to other finger pointers.
Yeah.
Apply the same principle, works the same way with everybody who intimidates you. Just let it roll off you like water off a duck's back.
And yeah, I used to be a angry man, but ever since I've started listening, I let it roll off my back like water.
And don't you win? You win by not playing the game. If you play the game, you lose. You can't play the game as well as they do.
Yeah.
You get it. Thank you very much, my friend. The only way to win is not to play the game. Go to my website, FHU.com, and do what this gentleman did. You used to be an angry person, and you also had diseases that come from anger that you didn't even know you had. They're so repressed, so far down. Boiling cauldrons. If you will, go to the website, FHU.com, and download the CD. There's no charge. If you don't have a computer, we'll give you a CD, whatever you can afford. Otherwise, it's $30. Thank you very much. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. We'll be right back after a station break.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today. Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.